The Gemara Daf Amud Aleph is trying to understand the Makar of the Din of the Mishnah, the Mitzainin as HaKvar. So you go out to make a Tzion on a Kever. If there's a grave, you have to make some type of a sign, some type of Tzion, so the Kahanim know not to go there, not to become Tameh. So the Gemara brings down different Psukim, different Makaris. You have to be Mitzainin a Kever. Abai says the Makar is from the Din of Lifnei Iver. Abai Amar Mahacha, Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshol, the lava of Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshol is what's Mechayiv us to be Mitzainin a Kever. Now the Marsha over here asks a very stark Akasha. He says, you don't see that from Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshol. The Din of Lifnei Iver, Bederech Klal, is Mechayiv us not to do a Maisa putting a Michshol. Like the Pasuk says, don't put a Michshol in front of an Iver. Don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, whether it's physically, whether it's an Isser, but don't do a Maisa which creates a Michshol. Over here, we're not talking about doing a Maisa. You're not doing a Maisa to create a Michshol. The Michshol is here, and the question is, do I have to remove it? Do I have to do something to let people know about it? Do I have to make it seen to let people know that there's a Kev over here? That Lechayiv is not because I'm not doing a ma'aseh b'yadayim of a michshol, I'm removing a michshol. So who says, where do I ever find the lifnei iver l'sitin michshol is mechayiv me to do a ma'aseh, to go ahead and remove a michshol which is already there? That's the kasha of the Marsha. And I once saw a beautiful svar from Chaim Kreisworth, that's how to answer this kasha. This is printed in the Yeshurun Chelik Yud Beis, page Shin Ayin, where they have different shtiklach tar from Reb Chaim. And he says the following teretz. He says like this. He says, over here also there's a nesin of a michshol b'yadayim. What's the michshol? The michshol is the ma'isa kvur of the mace. When you go ahead and you're kaver a mace, that is a nesin of michshol. You're putting a michshol in front of kahanim. You're doing a ma'isa that could be machshol somebody else, because to bury a mace and not be mitzayin it, that's a michshol. Ein lecha michshol galu mizeh. So if ne'iva see the michshol says, it's not going after the ma'isa and it's saying after the fact, now you have to be mitzayin. It's saying, no, don't create a michshol. Don't bury a mace in a way where he doesn't have it seen, because that is creating a michshol. So Memela, the Din of Neiver means when you bury the mace, do it in a way where it's not going to be a michshol, which means to make it tzion. And that's Mechayev, the tzion, in order to remove the michshol. If he's buried already and there's no michshol, so that chiyav is still remains. You have to make sure that what you did is not a michshol. So B'Yisayda, he's saying that it's not telling you to remove the michshol, but saying don't create a michshol, don't bury a mace without a tzion, because Ein lecha michshol galdo mizeh. And Memela, we learn up from there that there's a chiyav to be mitzayin the kevah.